Why the Bank of Korea is raising interest rates despite the semiconductor boom. While the boom in semiconductor exports is positive for South Korea's economic growth and corporate profits, it could also stimulate domestic demand and drive up service prices. The Bank of Korea's rationale for raising interest rates is that it prioritizes price stability, inflation expectations, and financial stability risks over the positive impact on specific industries. The rise in memory semiconductor prices is a positive economic factor that boosts the sales, profits, and investment capacity of South Korean exporters. If the export boom spills over into wages, investment, stock prices, tax revenue, and consumption, domestic demand could increase and service prices could rise. The Bank of Korea adjusts its benchmark interest rate, prioritizing price stability and financial stability over economic stimulus. Raising interest rates is a policy tool designed to increase the cost of borrowing, thereby slowing the pace of consumption and investment and reducing inflation expectations. While rising memory prices are good news for South Korea as an exporter, they can put pressure on domestic prices, creating a mixed impact. Key summary: as investment in AI servers and data centers increases, demand for memory semiconductors such as DRAM and HBM grows. Since South Korea is an exporting nation home to major memory companies like Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix, rising memory prices have a positive impact on export revenue, corporate profits, capital investment, and tax revenue. However, the central bank's decision on the benchmark interest rate is not based solely on favorable export conditions. The Bank of Korea prioritizes price stability and financial stability. If it determines that the semiconductor boom could drive up income and consumption across the broader economy, thereby creating demand pull inflation, it may raise the benchmark interest rate even during a period of economic growth. The memory paradox, mentioned in this article, is not so much an official economic term as it is an expression used for explanatory purposes. It refers to the paradox that while rising memory semiconductor prices are a boon for South Korean exports, they can simultaneously create domestic inflationary pressure. Key point to note: interest rate decisions cannot be explained by a single industry alone. The example provided is based on the scenario where the Bank of Korea raised the benchmark interest rate by 0.25 percentage points from 2.50% to 2.75% per annum. When interpreting the background of actual benchmark interest rate decisions, the following factors must be considered together: consumer price inflation and core inflation, trends, inflation expectations, financial stability risks, such as household debt and the real estate market, the won exchange rate and import prices, the real economy, including exports, investment, and consumption, monetary policies, and interest rate differentials in major economies, such as the U.S. Federal Reserve, employment, wages, and service prices. Therefore, oversimplifying the issue, such as arguing that, since the semiconductor sector is doing well, interest rates should be cut, or since the semiconductor sector is doing well, interest rates must be raised, makes it easy to overlook the actual logic behind monetary policy. Positive effects of the semiconductor boom on the Korean economy. South Korea is a country where memory semiconductors account for a large share of exports. As demand for high-bandwidth memory, used in AI training and inference servers, cloud data centers, and high-performance GPUs, increases, the memory market outlook is likely to improve. General transmission, channels of rising semiconductor prices, stage economic implications, potential effects on the South Korean economy, rise in memory prices, higher export unit prices, even when selling the same volume, potential increase in export value, and improvement in the trade balance increase. In corporate profits, improvement in semiconductor companies, operating profits, improvement in stock prices, investor sentiment, and employment expectations, expansion of capital expenditures, increased investment in factories, equipment, and R&D. Increased demand in related industries such as equipment, materials, construction, and logistics, potential increase in tax revenue, corporate income tax, and other taxes, may rise as profits increase, potential improvement in the government's fiscal capacity, income and wealth effects. Changes in expectations regarding wages, bonuses, dividends, and stock prices, potential increase in consumption. Looking at this trend alone, the semiconductor boom is clearly positive for the economy, especially in countries like South Korea, where exports from specific manufacturing sectors have a major impact on overall economic sentiment. The semiconductor cycle can serve as a key indicator for growth forecasts and financial markets. So why is the argument for raising interest rates emerging? The key factor is inflationary pressure. The benchmark interest rate is a primary tool for regulating the economy's temperature. If the economy is too sluggish, interest rates are lowered to stimulate consumption and investment. If the economy overheats and the risk of rising prices increases, interest rates are raised to cool demand. If the semiconductor boom spreads as described below, the Bank of Korea may view the risk of inflation as more significant. Profits and investment by semiconductor companies increase. Demand spreads to suppliers, equipment manufacturers, logistics firms, and the local economy. Employment and wage expectations improve. Consumer sentiment improves due to the wealth effect, such as rising stock prices. Demand for services related to dining out, travel, education, and housing increases. If service prices and wages rise together, overall inflation will not ease easily. While commodity prices may fall due to changes in global supply chains, service prices are more sensitive to wages, rents, and domestic demand. This is why the central bank pays particular attention to core inflation and service prices. What is demand pull inflation? Demand pull inflation is a rise in prices that occurs when the quantity of goods and services people want to buy grows faster than supply capacity. For example, if semiconductor exports improve, leading to higher incomes and more positive consumer sentiment, demand for services such as dining out, travel, culture, education, and housing may increase. If supply cannot expand immediately, businesses are more likely to raise prices. If these price increases then lead to demands for higher wages, inflation can persist for a long time. What central banks are concerned about is not simply a one-time price increase for a specific item. More importantly, it is a situation where price increases spread throughout the economy, and people come to believe that prices will continue to rise in the future. The implications of the memory paradox: rising memory semiconductor prices could have a dual impact on South Korea. Prospective implications of rising memory prices: outcome exporting companies higher unit sales, prices potential increase in revenue and profits, macroeconomic growth improvement in exports and capital investment, upside factor for growth rate government, finances potential increase in tax revenue as corporate profits rise, potential improvement in fiscal capacity, consumption and domestic demand, increased spending due to income and wealth effects, potential pressure on service prices, monetary policy concerns over economic overheating and inflation expectations, rationale for interest rate hikes or maintaining tight monetary policy, as South Korea is a major exporter of memory semiconductors rather than an importer. The primary effect of rising prices is positive. However, if these gains drive up demand across the broader economy, it could lead to inflationary pressures. This is what is referred to as the memory paradox. How do interest rate hikes work? The benchmark interest rate is a policy rate set by the Bank of Korea to serve as a benchmark for the ultra-short-term interbank money market. When the benchmark interest rate rises, it affects market interest rates, deposit rates, loan rates, and corporate bond yields. Key transmission channels of interest rate hikes: channel mechanism, expected effect, borrowing costs, increased interest burden on mortgages, personal loans, and corporate loans, slowdown in consumption and investment incentives for savings, higher returns on safe assets such as deposits increased. Savings rather than immediate consumption, asset prices, rise in the discount rate used to value stocks and real estate, curbing excessive asset price increases. Exchange rate interest rate differentials affect the exchange rate potential to ease import price pressures. Inflation expectations signals the central bank's commitment to price stability, eases overheating in wage and price setting, in other words. Raising interest rates is not a policy designed to bring the economy to a halt, but rather a policy intended to slow the velocity of money to reduce inflationary pressures. Conditions under which interest rates can be raised despite a semiconductor boom. The following are the key conditions under which the Bank of Korea could choose to raise interest rates amid a semiconductor boom. When the inflation rate is above the target level, or there is a high risk that it will rise again, when core inflation and service prices remain stubbornly high, when the semiconductor export boom spills over into domestic consumption and wage increases, when household debt and real estate prices become unstable again, when a weak won increases the burden of import prices, when inflation expectations remain unstable, when economic growth is judged to be robust enough to withstand an interest rate hike conversely. If the semiconductor boom is limited to improved profits for a few large corporations, while consumption and employment remain weak and inflation stabilizes rapidly, the justification for raising interest rates may weaken. Why we must consider both the export boom and domestic inflation together, while the semiconductor industry is a key growth engine for the Korean economy. Not all households are experiencing the boom at the same pace. While semiconductor companies and their suppliers may quickly benefit from favorable conditions, interest rate hikes could place a burden on self-employed individuals and households with variable rate loans. Therefore, policy decisions are a matter of balance. Raising interest rates too quickly could increase the interest burden on households and small and medium-sized enterprises. Raising interest rates too late could lead to greater instability in inflation and debt. Over-reliance on the semiconductor boom could cause policymakers to overlook economic polarization. Implementing monetary tightening based solely on inflation could undermine growth opportunities. To strike this balance, the central bank comprehensively analyzes economic forecasts, inflation projections, and financial market data. Checklist for investors: the semiconductor boom and interest rate hikes simultaneously affect the stock market. While expectations for profit improvement in the semiconductor sector are positive, rising interest rates could weigh on growth stocks and overvalued assets. Investors are advised to monitor the following indicators together. Price trends for DRAM, NAND, and HBM inventory levels, operating profits, and capital expenditure plans for Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix, South Korea's total exports, and the growth rate of semiconductor exports consumer price. Index CPI and core CPI, the Bank of Korea's benchmark interest rate, and the wording regarding the direction of monetary policy, the $1 exchange rate, the growth rate of household loans and real estate prices, U.S. interest rates, and whether the dollar is strengthening. The key is not just to look at semiconductor prices, but to see how this boom is changing the overall price and interest rate environment of the South Korean economy. Conclusion: the semiconductor boom is good news for the South Korean economy. In particular, the increase in memory demand in the AI era could have a positive impact on exports, corporate profits, capital investment, and tax revenue. However, the Bank of Korea's benchmark interest rate decisions focus on price stability and financial stability rather than growth tailwinds. If the central bank determines that the semiconductor boom is leading to higher consumption, wages, and service prices, thereby increasing inflationary pressure, it may raise interest rates even amid favorable economic conditions. In summary, the semiconductor boom acts as the accelerator for the South Korean economy, while a benchmark interest rate hike serves as the brake to prevent inflation from getting out of control. These two phenomena are not contradictory. They can occur simultaneously within the same economic cycle.